Senator Dan Coats is with us, and he is the senator from the state of Indiana, and two-time senator, we should say, the state of Indiana. He was one senator, then wasn't, and
he was
retired,
again.
And then he's back, and now he's retiring yet again. Isn't that correct, Senator?
That is correct, and there will not be a third run. There are instructions to either shoot me or send me to an institution if I try to do this again.
All right. Well, we'll choose the latter, sir. All right. Let's talk about this. Now, you have some great concerns about this, about the and you're a Republican, that the Russians might be monkeying. I mean, there is concern that the Russians have been monkeying in our system here, in the electoral system. Now, where do you stand on this? What can you tell us about this, and how concerned are you?
Well, I'm very concerned. You can't have a functioning democracy if people don't have trust in the system in terms of who they vote for and whether the vote counts or not. You know, we've seen situations in the United States and local elections and so forth where fraud has been and manipulation has occurred, and people lose faith in their ability to decide who to send to represent them in whether it's state legislature, Congress, or whatever. But this one goes a lot further than that, is that we have pretty strong evidence to date that the Russians have been trying to manipulate these elections through their tactics that they're using on cybersecurity and breaching our security. And so I think we need to get to the bottom of this very, very quickly. It's an all-hands-on-deck intelligence effort now to find out just exactly who's doing what. And then there needs to be a response, a strong response. Otherwise, it can wreak havoc in terms of our electoral system.
Do you think they have a clear favorite here? Do you think they want to push it in one direction or the other?
We don't know for sure that. There's really not evidence at this point that points to a clear favorite, that they're trying to get one person elected over the other. But it's just, I think, a demonstration that they're messing with the process and undermining the confidence of the United States and its ability to conduct an election on a fair and free basis, and so cords of discord within the United States and lack confidence. Putin has been playing a game with Obama, and unfortunately, every time he makes a move, we back down. So I think he's messing with us, and we have to fully document that, but there's a lot of evidence showing that he is.
Senator, what would you like to see done there?
Well, I'd like to make sure I'd like to see a couple of things. I think we need if and when, and I think we'll know soon, we document and certify that this is coming out of a state action coming out of Russia. We have tools that we can respond. In a sense, it's cyber warfare. It's pushing computer buttons rather than using arms and armies. But we have a way of sending a very strong signal to them that we have the capability to hit back and hit back hard. Secondly, we need to ensure that our election process that's coming up here in November is secure. And Homeland Security already is working with local election officials, state election officials, to make sure that we are not breached in terms of what that outcome is going to be in November.
I know I sound crazy when I say this, but Senator, you've known me a long time. It's sounding crazy. It's nothing new. I have a concern about Paul Manafort. When he was the head of the Trump campaign, he also had ties to the pro-Putin Ukrainian government folks especially when it came to the annexation of Crimea by the Russians, which is at the very bottom of the Crimean, peninsula there on the Black Sea. I can't help but think that this is all happening, and then Manafort's right there in the middle of it, and there's a break-in at the DNC, essentially, in their computers. Is there any concern about Manafort personally?
Well, as you know, Ro, Manafort was asked to step down some time ago. I don't know all the reasons why. There's nothing that I'm aware of that Manafort had anything to do with this. Basically, he was involved in business transactions with Russia. That was inappropriate, or at least inappropriate, to be in the position that he was in the Trump campaign. But it's been several weeks now, maybe more than several weeks, that Manafort has been out of the system and is not directing things here.
We're assuming, though, that all of this, we know that the cyber stuff that has been happening well before now. I mean, this has been going on all summer, as far as we can tell.
It's been going on for a long time, going on for years. Not just the Russians, the Chinese, and others.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, this is the third cycle that we've had. I mean, I think it's fair to say there's been reporting that this is the third election cycle in 2008, 2012, and now this year have all had impacts, breaches in the campaign computer systems by foreign actors.
Yeah, and the key word here is, the phrase here is foreign actors. Now, we know there are kids in the their fraternities sitting in the basement on the computer or in the lab or whatever, trying to break into the Department of Defense or break into the White House system or whatever, in our own personal systems. But when it's a state-sponsored and state-engaged, I mean, that takes it to another level. What we have to do is make sure that we have the tools to, one, see it coming and stop it, and two, if it's successful, to hit back. I serve on the Intelligence Committee. We do a lot of work on cybersecurity. And one of the things that I have been pushing for a long time is that you can't just put defense, can't play defense. You got to play offense. And somebody strikes you, you got to go back at them, find out who they are. If it's domestic, you put law authorities to go into their homes or whatever to stop them. But if it's a state-sponsored cyber attack, you got to hit back and let them know they're going to pay a major price for this, and a much bigger price than they're exacting from us.
Speaking of the defense, though, Senator, are there things that are already being done, either county by county or state by state, to ensure safe elections? As you pointed out, fair elections are one of the centerpieces of democracy, and you wouldn't want any doubt to be cast in any place in America that this has been hacked in some way.
Yeah, there's a significant effort going on, and I think it's going to be redoubled now. In fact, I know that there's been a reach out to not only local jurisdictions, but statewide jurisdictions by Department of Homeland Security and others, basically giving instructions on how to secure and how to make our election process secure. But, you know, you nailed it on the head, and that is you've got to maintain the trust of the people that their vote counts and it's not being manipulated.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Senator, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Senator.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to both of you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate being back on the show.
Thank you very much. Dan Coats, the senator from Indiana.